Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today as we talk about hours of service with Jarrah Settles of the LMA. Back with Jarrah in just a moment.
It used to be okay to smoke in hospitals. It used to be okay in movie theaters. It was okay in classrooms, restaurants, and airplanes. But thanks to a greater understanding of the dangers of secondhand smoke, that's not okay anymore. So now that we know secondhand smoke causes lifelong health problems, why is it still okay to smoke while children are in the car? Bottom line, it's not okay. Let's get serious about protecting kids. Join the fight at stopswithme.com.
Register now for the 24th annual No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference, January the 28th and 29th in Wichita, Kansas. This year, featured speakers include Dr. Daphne Miller, Jason Mock, Steve Groff, and Lauren Steinlegie. Pre-conference events include Fundamentals of Soil Health Workshops and Advanced Symposium with John Kemp and Michael Phillips. Early registration discounts are now open. Scholarships are available for women and people of color. Visit www.notill.org for all of the details.
I'm talking with Jarrah Settles from Livestock Marketing Association, LMA. Jarrah, you're kind of the transportation guru for LMA and their members. Tell me a little bit about where we are. I know this has been an ongoing process regarding the hours of service that is so important to the livestock industry. Where are we?
Yeah, so just by way of background, the current livestock or the current hours of service for all commodity haulers is that you can only drive for 11 hours, and after which time you need to rest for 10 consecutive hours. A lot of cattle are born all over the country. About a quarter of the U.S. cow herd is in the southeast, which is a long ways from the feeding sector. So those livestock need to get to the middle of the country, generally speaking, and a lot of those drives are quite a bit further than 11 hours. So the current regulatory framework just doesn't really work for livestock haulers, and so we've been working with our partnership organizations over the last several years to try to find some flexibility in those areas. It's truly a balancing act between animal welfare, economics, and maintaining safety. And I think that by working with our neighboring trade organizations, we're trying to walk that fine line. With respect to where we are, especially in the electronic logging device context, which is not a change to the hours of service, but just happened to highlight the challenges that we have with hours of service, the livestock haulers are currently exempt from ELDs. That's happened through the appropriations process with the fiscal year 19 appropriations package. That continues to be the rules. We're cautiously optimistic that the 2020 appropriations package will also contain a delay for those livestock haulers. With respect to, you know, what's next after the ELDs, once they become required for everybody, there's a handful of pieces of legislation that LMA and our partner organizations are supportive of. Kind of particularly germane time-wise is a couple weeks ago, the TREAD Act actually dropped on the House side. It's 4919 is the bill number. And what that would do is for those drivers that are dang close to the end of their run, within 150 air miles of completion, to use those extra miles to make it to their destination, to unload safely, just to give that little bit of extra flexibility. Does it fix the whole problem for everybody? Does it get cattle from Okeechobee, Florida to Oklahoma National? No, but it gets them a lot closer.
Obviously, we're worried about the safety of the animals, the well-being of the animals, but there's also that commerce factor that if you have to, you know, have them on the side of the road too long, that's bad as well.
Yeah, and those go together. It's not good for anybody for livestock to sit, especially depending upon the time of year. You know, right now, when it's cool, they can tolerate a little bit of a pause. Hot, humid day in the middle of Oklahoma, you're not stopping for more than 10 minutes without having some real mortality and morbidity concerns. So allowing these drivers who are professionals to use some judgment in how to handle those livestock and how they need to manage them, I think is really the key, both in terms of maintaining their safety, but also the well-being of those livestock.
Talking ELDs and hours of service, General Counsel for the Livestock Marketing Association, Jarrah Settles. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The Tulsa Farm Show is back December 12th through 14th at the River Spirit Expo. This year's sponsor, Oklahoma Farm Bureau, and over 370 exhibitors will feature the latest in farm and ranch equipment and services, along with cattle equipment demos and the livestock handling scholarship finals. Participate in the live auction to support scholarships for Oklahoma students. Test drive and enter to win a new Spartan mower. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com for details and to view the interactive show floor plan. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free.
Previous Beef Buzz shows up on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. Click on the Beef Buzz button on the left-hand side of any page. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes reporting.